including parts, full service, and even propane. And we're open year-round. Don't buy anywhere before stopping into Northern Michigan RV. Off 32 on Expressway Court behind Walgreens and Gaylord. Online at northernmichiganrv.com. Get ready for a new adventure at Northern Michigan RV.
Attack. Time has come, we're gonna take it back. Just wait and see. Don't tread on me. I won't sit back, stand idly by. Watch the heart of my nation die. Oh, not me. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible. Don't tread on my guts. Don't you tread on my faith in God's only Son. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on me. That'll leave me alone, cause I wanna be free, and I damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. The time has come, gonna take a stand. Spread these words all across the land, from sea to sea. Don't tread on me. Tell your neighbors, tell all your friends, gonna see that eagle flying high again. You better believe, don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible, don't tread on my guns, don't you tread on my freedom, God's only Son. Don't tread on me, don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free, and I'll dance your fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Yeah, I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. No.
Hey, everybody, welcome back into the show. Tuesday, February 10th, 2026 edition. Your Defending Fathers, Trucker Randy Bishop here on the Patriot Voice Radio Network. Joining us on the line in this segment every Tuesday is Ian Murphy. He's the owner of the Iron Pig Smokehouses over in Gaylord. And good morning, Ian.
Good morning, Trucker Randy.
You've got some news for us that you sent me a little flyer yesterday that we need to talk to the folks about.
Well, unfortunately, you're going to have to change your intro, because it's no longer the Iron Pig Smokehouses in Gaylord.
Okay, let's hear about it.
So we kind of went viral on social media last week about Thursday. I had posted a picture of the front of our downtown location being cordoned off with police tape. And at the same time announcing that we had appealed one of our cases to the Michigan Supreme Court challenging some health statutes. Well, ultimately, what we've decided to do is our new location has been so successful, bigger menu, bigger location, drive-through, pizzas, the pavilion, obviously, with more entertainment and stuff. We've siphoned off a lot of the business from that downtown location. And we knew that that was going to happen. Now, I lease that location and have it leased till about 2028. And sort of what we decided to do was have a fun play on what happened back to in 2020. And I've always had this idea of a speakeasy or a prohibition era themed restaurant and bar. So essentially what we did was last Sunday, we shut down for good the Iron Pig downtown, remodeled kind of like a bar rescue Gordon Ramsay situation.
Oh yeah.
And flipped the restaurant into a brand new venue called Prohibition. So it's Prohibition ED. So we kind of made up a word. And that's sort of the joke, is they prohibited me from selling alcohol in 2020. So we've created this concept of the 1920s Prohibition times and the 2020s that we've sort of infused together. So we now have a restaurant downtown that is no longer Iron Pig, but is still open every evening, Tuesday through Saturday, 4 to about 10 p.m. And it serves small plates, you know, dishes that were pretty popular back in the 20s and early 30s. And I'm finding out that Michigan has an amazing Prohibition history. And what I didn't really know is Detroit's Purple Gang kind of had a lead on bootlegging and all the illegal activity that came before the national prohibition. So Michigan's got a really interesting history with prohibiting the sale of alcohol. And we thought it would just be a fun thing to turn the page on the Iron Pig downtown with this beautiful location that we've built up over the last, well, 9 years now, and say, let's do something fun. Let's do something different. We've got tons of talent on the team, including Chef Ben Hammack. And let's try something different, something that downtown Gaylord does not have by any means, which is a little bit upscale, nicer restaurants. You're not going to see people on their phones. There's no TVs on. It's just a really nice sort of step back in time and slow down your daily routine sort of establishment.
Wow, is that too cool. Man, yeah, I am definitely going to have to change that intro. And it's the restaurant's fully back opened already?
Tonight we're back open. It'll a soft opening, but we're back open today at 4 o'clock.
4 o'clock today. Very good. We'll continue the conversation with Ian Murphy, the changes at the downtown location. Short break. Word from our sponsors. We'll be right back.
Hear ye, citizens of Northern Michigan. Your Royal Chariot deserves the finest care. From Noble New Tires to auto repairs, Royal Tire has decreed smoother travels for all.
Alas, my trusty steed hath a flat
and terrible brakes.
Fear not, fair knight. At Royal Tire of Petoskey, we fix flats, tame brakes, quell noisy exhausts, and keep your kingdom, car, roadworthy. All at prices that won't raid your royal treasury. Royal Tire and Auto Repair of Petoskey, where every driver is treated like royalty.
A book by Rick Randall, Road Trip, the Good Words book for success. Good words that both young and old alike need to add to their vocabulary to impact their thoughts, emotions, behavior, and ultimately their reality in life. Road Trip's Good Words, positive thinking, and daily pep talk will improve your attitude, impress everyone you come in contact with, and lead to a better, happier, more fulfilling life. Get your copy at Amazon, Barnes & Noble, wherever books are sold. Pass the positive. Road Trip, the Good Words book by Rick Randall.
Trucker Randy here. Let's face it, we're all getting older, but we don't have to feel the pains of getting older. Most people and even our pets have daily pain. Don't let pain slow you down. Get natural relief with CBD products from Patriots Relief. Designed by nature and trusted by millions, CBD synergistically works with your body to naturally relieve pain along with many other benefits. CBD is not marijuana and you will not get high. Vicky and I trust Patriots Relief products because they truly work. Go to their website, patriotsrelief.com, then call Tim and his family at 877-230-1776. Mention the promo code TR1 to get the biggest discounts. Again, call 877-230-1776 and mention TR1. patriotsrelief.com.
Hi, this is Ian Murphy from the Iron Pig Smokehouse in downtown Gaylord. Join me every Tuesday at 10 a.m. with Trucker Randy for an update on all things happening at the Iron Pig. We're open 7 days a week and serving breakfast Saturdays and Sundays. You can order online anytime for takeout, curbside, and delivery at ironpigsmoke.com. And be sure to keep up with our legal battle against the health department by subscribing to our podcast at fuelcasttv.com.
For all you folks out there that own firearms, are looking to buy a new or used gun, or fix up that old piece at a good price, there's Curtis Gunsmithing. Not too far off the beaten path at 9996 Picker Lake Road in Petoskey, Mr. Tom Curtis is an AGI-certified gunsmith and firearm connoisseur. Don't send your gun out or travel far away for your specialized gun work. You have a friend in your own backyard. Call Curtis Gunsmithing today, 231-347-3487.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back into the show. Second segment of our discussion with Ian Murphy over at the Iron Pig Smokehouse in the South location. And the new grand soft opening tonight, Prohibitioned ED. Is that even a word?
No, that's kind of the fun, too, is so obviously there's a gazillion speakeasies in Prohibition-themed bars and restaurants. But that was sort of the fun, too, as well. Let's sort of make up a word as well, because that's what they did. They prohibitioned me in 2020. I had the longest, the longest liquor license suspension of any bar or restaurant in the state of Michigan. They tried clearly to make an example out of me. And it's just, to me, it's just a hilarious way to kind of poke fun, but also to create this new concept and reveal more history. And even up here in Otsego County, there is some mob ties and some purple gang history that is kind of coming out. I mean, anything that is close to the train tracks that have been around for a century, you're going to find a bit of the history from Detroit has made its way up those train tracks.
So you're saying some of that prohibitioned bootlegging alcohol was on those train tracks?
Yeah, absolutely. So a lot of it happened across the Detroit River. Canada was so close. I believe Michigan's prohibition started about two, three years earlier before the Volstead Act, which is the national prohibition, the 18th Amendment,
sure.
that disallowed the sale, distribution of alcohol. You could still drink it. You could still get a prescription from your doctor for, 16 ounces of something, in the evening. But we're also finding out that the Germans and the Irish, which are my ancestors, immigrants at that time were sort of looked down on as prohibition was coming around and sort of being popular by the industrialists. Henry Ford here in Michigan was a big proponent of a dry society, which is what allowed Michigan to be ahead of the curve, if you will, for prohibition. But then that's also where people like Al Capone learned these vicious mob tactics actually came from the Purple Gang. So they're kind of the first iteration of this mob mentality and corruption, especially. There were so many local officials that were corrupt, allowing alcohol and stuff to be run through their communities, speakeasies that they wouldn't bust up. Just a lot of similar things that we saw in 2020 happened back in the 20s and 30s. So it's just,
The 1920s and 30s.
And our menu says, chef inspired dishes, of a fusion between the 1920s and the 2020s. And that's essentially exactly what we're trying to do. And the atmosphere in there has gone from, counter service, this bustling, extremely busy thing, to we've lowered the lights down, we built a few walls, created some nooks and crannies, put a couple of couches, lots of soft seating, tablecloths, cloth napkins. I mean, really the idea of pausing, stepping away, getting off of your cell phone, you're not watching the TV, hopefully you're not talking about politics, you're talking about things that matter, family, friends, those important things. And that's really what we wanted to create. And hopefully that's what we've done.
Well, one thing that I don't know if you found this in your research or not, but in our previous life, we lived on the North Channel between Lake St. Clair and the St. Clair River that leads up to, the bay, Saginaw Bay. And one of the things that was left in the house that we bought, which was built in 1912 by an architect, Walter Lentz. He was the architect that designed all the stone churches down in the Grosse Pointe. So if you go down to Grosse Pointe Farm, Shores, wherever, and you see these big stone churches with slate roofs and copper gutters, his contract, Ian, called for him to get the excess building materials left over from each one of those churches shipped out to Algonac. He built our house with all those leftover church materials. In the house was a book detailing the history of the Ford Cove. Do you know anything about the Ford Cove?
I don't,
Well, the Ford Mansion and all the Ford family built these huge homes on the very bottom of Lake St. Clair in Grosse Pointe. And there's a little cove there that's protected naturally by rocks. So for you to get in there, you have to know where the rocks are. Well, they never flagged those rocks. And what they did is they financed the Ford Motor Company, Henry Ford. When he first started his first auto factory in Detroit, it was funded with bootlegged liquor that they used to run in boats out of the Ford Cove. They would buy it over in Canada, like you mentioned. You know, the Canadian whiskey didn't have a problem over there. They'd buy it, bring it over through Ford Cove, and then put it on trucks and smuggle it across Detroit. And that's money that he profited from, used to build the first auto factories in the state of Michigan. And it was all documented in this diary in the house we bought.
It's incredible. Basically, bootlegging was the second biggest economy in and around the Detroit area in Michigan during that time.
Yeah,
and it's just proof positive, you know, that prohibitions just don't work. I mean, it's sort of the original one, right? So, you know, the war on drugs and all these other crazy things, prohibitions never work. So it is amazing to hear, you know, they drove Model Ts across the ice in Detroit River because they were so lightweight, they could load them with as much alcohol as possible. I mean, these things are just so cool to find out. And again, tying it in with what we recently went through, it's just fascinating to me. And I thought, just what a fun thing to be able to do. Otsego County has some amazing history in and of its own. So we're kind of melding all of that together into something completely different. So we kind of have a grasp on two ends of the spectrum for the hospitality industry around Gaylord now. So anybody that wants, you know, our traditional barbecue that we've been doing for 8 years, there's obviously the opportunity to get that. And then try something new. You know, we have Oysters Rockefeller, which no other restaurant has on their menu in town. The menu is incredibly good. I haven't even tried everything on the menu yet, but everything I've tried so far is outstanding. And again, how do you not take advantage, if you will, of the talent that is surrounding us? And, you know, we're like sports teams. There are a lot of us around here. And we sort of share the same players. And to be honest, if I'm not putting my best players out, they're going to go over to a team that's going to put them out there, that's going to start them. So
sure,
this is a great avenue for a lot of that creativity to flow as well.
Excellent, excellent. And Chef Ben is still part of it?
Absolutely. He has been spearheading. This is actually a concept that we dug up from before that we were going to put in a century-old home in Gaylord just a few blocks away from this location. So we've just revamped it and put it in a new location and, of course, added our flair and Chef Ben Hammack's talent as well.
Ah, very cool, very cool. And I believe there's a couple of different addresses there on Main Street. Did you incorporate both sides of like where you put the pool tables and the other tables there for the Iron Pig? Does this incorporate both of those addresses now?
It does. So we're actually now using the 139 West Main Street address, which we've been using 143, which is the Iron Pig side. We own two addresses and two separate entrances that come into the same space. So part of the fun thing that we're doing is we're cordoning off the two main doors that everybody has used for 8 years with police tape and signage that says closed due to the Volstead Act. Go in through the speakeasy door, and that's when you come into what you now will experience is an entirely new space.
Right.
And then you'll walk in and you'll see the bar. And not a ton has changed in the bar, but you're not going to see any Iron Pig logos or anything like that. But you will see Iron Pig bourbon everywhere in the menu and, of course, in our cocktails.
Yeah, absolutely. Too cool. Too cool. Well, congratulations. That's definitely going to change the flavor, the feel of downtown. Did you have to go through any city approvals for this process?
No, and in fact, we had reached out to our health inspector, health department, to make sure any menu changes or anything that we were doing, they were completely okay with, any SOPs that they needed. Our health inspector comes in for our biannual visit, and she sees sort of the construction happening, and she's like, oh, yeah, you did send me an email, didn't you? She comes in, and we explain what's going on, and Holly Brindley is an amazing employee for the Health Department of Northwest Michigan. She's been great to work with for the last 6+ years, and she was floored by what was happening. She says, you know what? You should be good to go. We don't need to do anything. Just when your license renewal comes in the springtime, just cross out Iron Pig and put Prohibition down there. You should be all set. So and she actually said, I cannot believe I have not heard anything about this. She's like, I always hear scuttlebutt about something. So you guys did an amazing job, which I'm a crazy person because anybody that's opening a new business, especially a restaurant, you want to be out there blasting it. And how many weeks have I said to you, I've got something to tell you, but I got to bite my tongue. I'm a crazy person, Randy, and decided to do exactly the opposite when opening a new restaurant.
You're right. I love it. I love it. So just to be clear on this flyer, and folks, if you'd like me to send you the new flyer, I've stored it in a folder in my phone. Text me. Let's just do let's make it fun. Text me speakeasy. Speakeasy. Text me that, and my phone will auto-reply back with this flyer. You can check it out. Now, you got something happening tonight, starting tonight at 4 o'clock, and I think it goes through this Saturday. The flyer says, I believe, the 10th through the 14th?
Yeah, so we did a little soft opening over the weekend just to try things out and make sure, you know, get some feedback. So tonight is our first night officially being open. We do take reservations, so they are not required. More information can be found at prohibitioned.com. So it's prohibitioned.com. The menu is there. Reservation link is there as well. Of course, we'll populate that with more information and more pictures as we get going. But yeah, absolutely. Beginning 4 o'clock tonight, 4 to 10, Tuesday through Saturday roughly is what we're going to be doing. So we'll be closed Sundays and Mondays. Iron Pig, main location now on Old 27 with a drive-through, with the pavilion, open 7 days a week. 7 days doing breakfast beginning at 8 a.m. And I'll get you a brand new commercial because I was just listening to it, and it's definitely wrong now.
Definitely wrong now. Well, we need to talk about that when you have some time later this afternoon. I know you're busy with the opening, but if you can, just give me a call so I can explain to you, you know, what we're dealing with the FCC and all that kind of good stuff.
Let
me ask you go ahead.
Go ahead.
Okay, Steve up in Gatesville. I did not know this. Pickford up in the UP is still a dry town.
That does not surprise me. Yeah, and that's how prohibitions really used to work, right? So I mean, county by county, they would go through and say, "Now we want to be a dry county. Now we want to be a wet county. Now we want to be." And a majority of counties in Michigan went dry, and that's what led to the state prohibition. Then, of course, Michigan was one of the first states to sign on to the national prohibition as well.
Yeah.
Ironically, Michigan was then one of the first states to sign on to the 21st Amendment to repeal the 18th Amendment, which, for history buffs, is the only amendment to ever be repealed as well.
Yeah, absolutely. And Michigan was part of that as well. Too cool, interesting history lesson. We have a mutual friend that wants to give you a true history lesson sometime, but he